News Radio Time 750 ahead on Colorado's Morning News. Celeb chef Guy Fieri has a big new project, and we're going to talk it about. We'll talk it with him next. That's first. Now on Colorado Morning News. Well, we love our next guest in part because of how much he loves good food, and he finds it across every corner of this great country in diners, drives-in, and dives.
Triple D, we like to call it. I love that show. Now, Chef Guy Fieri has a big new project to tell us about on the Food Network. Good morning, Guy. April and Ed here in Denver.
April and Ed love Denver. Great town for food.
Oh, we got to talk about that. We'll do that in just a minute. But congratulations on this new show. It premieres November 5th. How does the show work?
Well, I'll tell you. I got on Food Network about 12 years ago and came in chef, restaurant owner, had no idea about television, and fortunately was given a lot of great advice and mentorship. So I want to give back. I want to help out some others. I get a lot of people approach me on a regular basis saying, I've got a great idea for a food show, or this is what I think you guys should do on the Food Network. And so put together a program, not a contest. This is not a competition show. This is not do all this and then win your own show. This is really just bring your idea. I'll help mentor you. I'll bring some other people in to help educate you, and we'll take you on a journey. And maybe at the end of this, we'll be able to put together a pilot that we can present to Food Network. So it's a 6-week journey across the country, and some make it, some don't. But I think it'll be really interesting for the viewers to see what goes on behind the world of television and what it takes to become a Food Network host.
Boy, we do too, and no better guy to do this too. How cool is it that you can really make somebody's dream become a reality?
Well, that's the beauty. I mean, look how many things you folks do for others. It's highlighting our community and recognizing, you know, this great country that we live in, and all the dreams and aspirations that people have, and to be one of those people that can be there and help shine the light on others.
Out of those thousands, though, that you saw, is it like American Idol where you got to cast off the bad ones? Did you get some really weird ideas for shows?
Weird is an understatement. But just, you know, what's so neat is what I think was really inspiring for me is just how people are so excited about the world of food.
Well, we've got you on. What do you think of the Denver food scene? Let me tell you a quick story. I went to Highland Tavern after you featured it on Triple D, and I had those amazing pork rinds that you learned how to make. Well, what do you think of the food scene here?
You know, I was just back in Denver and Boulder and that greater area. What a great food scene. We just shot in Boulder. As a matter of fact, the production company that does Triple D, Citizen Pictures, is based out of Denver.
Right.
And so we were there for a wedding. But, you know, the food scene's fantastic. You've got such a melting pot of people, and you got so many great restaurants, and it's just alive and well. So you can't, if you can't find a great place to eat in Denver within 2 miles, you're not looking hard. I mean, it's there, baby. It's alive and well.
It is alive and well. Hey. He knows Denver, doesn't he? That's celebrity chef Guy Fieri. Guy's big project debuts this Sunday, November 5th, on the Food Network.
Love that channel.